Willow apparently has the power to review reports and submit, reporting her and other people.
Yeah, she's considered a janitor for the Naviverse forum. She can handle some post reports in that forum.
Why would she have that power? She's a bully.
Because her her knowledge of the Naviverse is important to managing what content goes inside of it. I use her as a part of the system.
Okay, that's not the thing. That's the thing. There needs to not be content there.
We just went over this. There's nothing.
I know. Why is there a specific banner under with my name? Why would there be that? That's like officially endorsing what's happening to me, like on the part of the site's owners.
When somebody joins the forum with the name of somebody that would be recognized, like the Golden Knight or Chris or you, I give them a banner to identify them as somebody who is authentically the person that they claim to be.
Also, like this, one of the he says, friends of the people, hello.
What's that?
Oh, like when I report people about like some of the like people who are apparently admins or moderators, they keep saying I'm a bully. What's with that?
They're taking the piss to annoy you.
Well, that should disqualify them from having that power on their official site.
Cat Party is somebody who gets along with everybody and who is extremely well qualified for his position. He's saying things to maybe put into focus that what you say can be just as vicious as what they say, and they need to calm down.
It's still his responsibility to get rid of all bullying, though.
On this forum? No, it's not. We handle community infighting. When person A has a problem with person B and they're both established members within the forum, then it becomes an issue for the moderators to sort that out and to quell the flames. When it's somebody from the outside joining in and starting stuff, that's outside of their realm.
Well, in this case, it's clearly because they are doing bad, they are saying mean things about me and doing mean things to me, not mean things, but, you know.
But this directly falls in line with what you are capable of stopping and what you think should happen. And I'm not going to repeat myself anymore. You don't really need to.
It just seems like a particularly flagrant instance.
Willow is somebody who gets along with everybody. She's a moderator for the Naviverse board in the sense that she can handle posts that might be in violation of the rules, and she can see reports on posts. But that's it. She's not like a technical moderator.
She's a known bully.
But her responsibilities are particular to one board, and they're not true staff member powers.
Wait, who started this Naviverse board?
The thread was originally created by Alan Perdue, I think. So he would technically be the one who's responsible for unleashing you to the forums, so to speak.
Okay, could you please talk to him about, like, getting rid of that as a specific sub-forum?
No, because we've been over this. The board is there to entertain people, and it does a great job of that. So
it's at my expense, though. Like, really at my expense, not just a little bit, but a lot.
All of them are at somebody's expense. We have three boards dedicated to Chris. You don't think that maybe he would like to see those gone too? What's the difference between Chris and you?
Chris is much, much worse. Everything he does is stupid.
Now you know how I feel when I see what you're doing. No, really, it is the same thing. The dedication to intellectual property that doesn't have any value, fighting with people on different mediums in no way that can yield productive results. It's all the same thing.
I have been developing my intellectual property with the hopes and stuff and such of eventually upping it to a financial level. What people like Willow have done has impeded that. Like, stop making discourage me from continuing that development was ongoing.
Well, that's your choice. I mean, I could say anything about anybody's work on DeviantArt, and they're not going to stop working on it because I've said something mean. That was entirely a decision that you made.
She called me to get banned from DeviantArt.
No, she didn't cause you to be banned from DeviantArt. Your constant bickering with people you should have just reported and moved on is what got you banned from DeviantArt.
What happened was I... I reported her with increasing intensity in church and misuse of words until they banned me because I was like,
yes,
this when it was red. But she had made dozens of accounts, all of them illegal.
It doesn't matter. The way to handle that, and the way that everybody who's not banned on DeviantArt handles that, is they see the person, they report him, and they don't respond. And all of their crap gets thrown away. Your reaction was just as negative as hers in terms of the staff.
That's a good point.
And this is something that I really want to...
I haven't really been that negative since.
This is what you really need to understand, though. Your reaction are just as disruptive as what they post to begin with. So my board is fine with Willow. Willow fits in. She gets along with everybody. But once you start coming to the board and arguing with people, that's when it gets really hectic. And that's how it was with DeviantArt. Their shitposting, their negative comments, was just as disruptive to the staff of DeviantArt as your replies. And your replies is what kept them coming back, which is why they had to ban you too. Because without you around to stimulate that dynamic, they wouldn't have the problem to begin with.
All I was trying to do was just continue posting my inoffensive content, like without trying to provoke anyone, not to provoke me.
There's a difference between stated intent and what you actually did. What you wanted to do was to post your rat battle videos and your drawings, but what you actually did was fight with people, and that's what they cared about.
I know you have a point, but I mean, I'm just saying I only followed them because they were known bullies. I wouldn't say anything to just any mean person who left one mean comment.
Who decides if somebody is a bully?
Common sense.
Common sense, which is held by whom?
In this case, me, and in a way that no one could reasonably disagree with.
But when you're a staff member looking at a dispute, all they see is person A is being mean, person B is being equally disrupted by fighting back with them. And at first, they banned all the people you wanted banned. But as time went on, they started to warn you too. You got suspended and you got warnings. They told you, stop doing this, and you didn't listen.
I know.
So, I mean, you can blame them for whatever you want. It's not going to change what actually happened. What actually happened was that you were a component.
I'm over that now, though. It was months ago, I know. Just saying, I mean, this thing, I just farts. Sorry.
I don't know. Well, it seems like you're actually kind of being disingenuous. Because I think you understand what actually happened. You understand why things didn't go as you wanted them to, but you don't really care.
I understand it. I'd like not to talk about it. It's not relevant to this right now.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. The actual problem on the board is that you are participating in these discussions, and they become really out of hand really fast. So I want to know what you want to do about that.
I want to stop these conversations from happening.
But just like with DeviantArt, as long as you're around and as long as you're paying attention, they're going to come back under different names, even if I do ban them, which isn't in my best interest either.
Well, it wouldn't be in your best interest, asking.
Because I'm nervous with this. Because when I do anything to them, they come after me. And it's really annoying.
Increasing reason to blacklist them even more. That makes them disruptive to the board itself.
If I was you, that would be the case. But the thing is, I know that if I do anything against them, they will be more motivated to be disruptive because they know they can get a rise out of me.
But if they're disruptive, that means you can ban them.
What's that?
If they're disruptive and they try to get a rise out of you on the board, That gives you reason as a runner of the board to ban them completely from this board.
And even if I did that, they would then take the discussion to their board where I have no authority or ability to quell what they're saying. And they will organize something to harass me from there.
One less place they're doing this.
What's that?
It's one less place they have the ability to do this.
But it doesn't matter. As long as they have one place, and they will always have at least one place, they will continue to do it. and they won't be inhibited.
What matters is a lot is how much attention that place, wherever they are doing it, gets.
No, because all they care about is my response, and as long as I respond, they will have reason to keep doing it. Same thing with you. It doesn't matter what attention Willow gets from other people. As long as she gets attention from you, she will be content.
A lot of what it is I'm bothered by is how other people are noticing this and being affected and how they view me by this, by the activity of the bullies. Like other, like, hapless people.
You're saying that other people are joining her, or?
I'm saying it makes me look bad to other people, like to neutral parties, like when my name is looked up and such.
Yeah, and that's a really, you know, shitty thing to have happen. But the websites that your name are associated with will die. For instance, Encyclopedia Dramatica recently died. And with it, all the Google bombing that happened on there is
I've noticed that.
And it's just something that happens with time. Over time, these websites that are, you know, testaments to your mistakes will drop. Because that's just
fine. Keep reminding myself of that, I guess. Because I had known that. I had noticed that the Encyclopedia Dramatica was currently gone from results.
And that's because, again, these websites are managed by people who are very vicious. The people that ran Encyclopedia Dramatica took it down because there was infighting. People went after the administrators, and the administrators got scared, and they shut down everything.
What happened?
There was infighting, basically. Same thing with 888chan. 888chan was taken down because Their system admin was a transsexual, and when somebody posted something about transsexuals, she or he got very, very upset, and they took down the board. But then they just rehosted it as NoChan. Well, with Encyclopedia Dramatica, people found out some stuff about the admin, and they went after him, and he took down the board as well. These communities are very unstable. It's a part of, you know, what they are. If you just calm down and, you know, look after yourself, they'll crumble over time. It's not like some big company like MSN has this internally inscribed monolith to your fucking failures. It's just little websites that don't like you, that are trying to get their ruse out of you. And even if they show up on Google, it's not going
to
last forever.
It's how it comes across to me and how I've often thought about them. So it's good to be able to think of it as the latter you just said.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing you can do is just not to perpetuate it.
Yeah, okay. All right, sorry. I guess we're done again.
Yeah, I mean, good luck and stuff, but
thank you, bye.
Yeah, bye.
We won't call you back now, okay.
Okay.
Bye.